This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, fellow patriots. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I'm your guest host, Liz Matori, for the second hour. Thank you so much for hanging in with me. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Liz Matori, L-I-Z-M-A-T-O-R-Y. I just wanted to say thank you again to Kevin. As I talked about it before, you know, there are very few people who actually, you know, literally, like, lift as they climb. Kevin's been doing this for quite some time, and he's been, you know, rocking it. And, you know, I'm kind of new to the scene, and this is kind of the second iteration, if not third iteration, of a career for me. And it's just really been wonderful to sort of, you know, join you in this journey. And you kind of see, like, the importance of what we need to do here at this time. We've talked a lot about what the progressives are doing, and we know, you know, we're kind of the whole David and Goliath situation, as I said about last week. But, you know, like, because we have zero mainstream media and we have nominal connection to the education system now, we have to really dig deep and use the tools that we have in our power and our might to be able to make a difference. I think internet radio and you know how media has changed on the throughout the atmosphere is quite wonderful, and I just really appreciate the opportunity to join you all in this journey. Because we're all a part of this community. You know, I think that, again, a tactic that the left uses is to divide and conquer. I mean, it's really not just the left. It's anyone who is in power. The people who want to keep their power, they want us, you know, they don't want us to unify. But we are really unified, especially in this country. And that's the wonderful thing about the United States, and I talk about it a lot, and I think we all should be proud of it. But the American citizen, as you know, is the most powerful citizen ever created in the history of humanity, specifically because of the diversity concept. And I don't mean the fabricated diversity, but I'm talking about, you know, it literally does not matter what you look like and who you were born to. But when you are a native-born American citizen or you're a naturalized citizen, you literally have the world at your feet, but, you know, people want to talk about how we are, like, losing our rank in happiness ranking. I think we went down to 18 or whatever number that is created to. But you talk about, you know, what we're able to do as citizens. We're able to petition our government. We're able to vote. You know, we're able to, you know, until they steal that from us as well. You know, we can serve our community. I had mentioned that we went to testify and to pretty much lobby our state house in Maryland. And a lot of my friends who are against sanctuary are from China. They're American citizens, but they are originally from China. And, you know, I was talking to them. I was like, oh, yeah, so what do you think about this experience? Some of them, it's the first time going to lobby in Annapolis against sanctuary. They're for legal immigration as legal immigrants. And they're like, wow, you know, I was like, oh, would you ever be able to do this in China? And they're like, oh my God, no. You know, I think we kind of have taken our power as American citizens for granted. We really shouldn't get there. You know, we really need to pride ourselves and, again, be proud of being Americans and preserve it. As you know, I mean, again, new to the game, new to the scene, but that's what it is to be a conservative, right? We are, our whole purpose as conservative is to conserve our republic through those fundamental principles of appreciating life. Yes, and I do believe life begins way before birth. conception. We could talk about that some other time if you want. My total kind of transition when it comes to my pro-choice background and my pro-life experience currently. But beyond that, the importance of family. We talked about that in the previous hour where, you know, when we skew away from, you know, the sanctity of a family and the importance of fatherhood and motherhood and, again, being responsible for your own sort of reaction and opportunities. You know, when we don't have that sort of foundation and core, yeah, we end up having to, you know, create laws in order to help children deal with their conflict resolution and their anger management. I mean, it's really weird to think that, you know, it's so simple, but it might be that simple. Again, going back to the church, going back to your faith, going back to, you know, knowing that you have everything possible that you need, especially as Americans, within you. We have a robust economy, though it needs support. We have a system in place, though we need to make sure that we are mindful of it and the people who are in power don't abuse their power. But short of that, you know, our system here works, and it only works by the strength of the American citizen. So what we're doing here in this new media world is to make sure that we stay educated. We have to remain an educated electorate, because if we don't, even though some of people, then we'll talk about later, Hillary thinks that we're ignorant, you know, backwards people. We don't know our, you know, our left from our right. We do actually know what's right and wrong, and that's the funny thing about it. You know, they really try to villainize us, they try to make us feel bad about ourselves, but we know the truth. And, you know, we need to use every single possible tool that we have in place until we don't have it anymore. Continue to share this, you know, continue to get more people to listen to Kevin. You know, make sure that we are paying attention and calling them out. You know, we cannot be afraid to speak up for our fundamental principles, because it's about our country, it's about our God, it's about our faith, it's about our community, it's about our family, it's about our individuals, it's about every single thing that does make a difference. And again, we have to speak up way more now than ever before, because they are throwing the kitchen sink at us, people. We really, really, really need to work hard. We've been working hard. I know you've been working hard. We need to dig deep, because they're literally stealing our country away from us. We got to take a break, but we'll be back in a moment to talk about how we do that.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I'm your guest host, Liz Matori. Please follow me at Liz Matori on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks again for checking in. Might as well talk about the Pennsylvania election. It's whatever. Of course, the Democrat Party is like totally excited, and of course, the media is talking about how the Republicans should be so upset. There are several different things that we also have to be mindful of. Number one, you can only steal elections when they're close, folks. So if you see a 50-50 split when it comes to an election, that means that there was a lot of chicanery going on. Democrats are notorious for stealing things, particularly elections. And case in point, I know it's happening here in Maryland. It's probably happening in your state too. But what they're doing is they're encouraging people to register to vote when they're not eligible to vote. And especially if you do it in huge droves, people aren't usually able to find out about it until too late. That's one issue that we have. And of course, there's good old gerrymandering. Again, Maryland, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Illinois, I think, are the biggest states that have been really gerrymandered. to horrible ends. And of course, you know, the Republicans, they say, oh, the Republicans do it too. But the interesting thing, when the Democrat Party gerrymanders a state, the lines of the gerrymander are a lot more severe, because they have to dig into hyper-Democrat areas, more so suburban and urban areas, to pull out Democrat votes in order to negate the suburban and rural votes, or the more conservative votes. So this is what happened here in Pennsylvania. Of course, we had a special election, so this is really only a temporary thing until the next election, that's in November. So I don't know if the Republican Party is going to contest it necessarily, but, you know, if you have people who are, obviously everybody on the Democrat side is motivated to vote against President Trump. You know, it's a, you know, it's a, what's it called? They want to send a message to President Trump that we don't want you as our president, so we're going to go and retaliate and vote for this random dude who's 33 years old. He's not that random, guys. If you look at his backstory, none of these people, they're all handpicked. This guy is, 23 years old, as they said. He is, his father, apparently, and look at it, if you go onto the Wikipedia page, of course it's so funny, they've already said that he's like the elect, like the congressperson elect. Apparently he was born in D.C., so that's also suspect. But his grandfather was the Democrat majority leader in the Pennsylvania State Senate back in the day under Robert Carey, right? And one later was the Secretary of Legislative Affairs. So, you know, he's establishment, folks. You know, they're trying to make a case about this guy as this young, up-and-coming, you know, progressive, you know, leader. But he's establishment. He's another establishment hack. He's just third generation. So that's that. Also, Saccone is also an establishment Republican. I don't know very much about him because I haven't really been following much attention. But if you look at the district, it has been gerrymandered to a point where, again, to make sure that you have more Democrat votes than not, in order to make sure that, you know, it's a weighted sort of experience. I think that Pennsylvania is allowing for their courts to draw the lines. And again, whenever a few people get to choose, always be worried about them being corrupted. You know, how are these judges chosen? Are they going to be unbiased? Again, I wish that I didn't have to speak so negatively, or so, I guess, so critically about the judiciary. But unfortunately, there is, you're legislating from the bench, all these different things that I used to hear, again, as, you know, a former Democrat. I used to be like, oh yeah, they're just making it up, you know, like, they're not really legislating from the bench. Yeah, most of them are now. I remember, this is a little sidebar, so I told you I was a kind of an activist, not a full-on activist, but I was involved in non-profit stuff on the Democrat side for a while, and I worked for an organization called the American Constitution Society when I was in law school. I interned there. I also interned at the ACLU and the Justice Department, all that. So we're talking about how they plan this all out. So in 2005, we had this conference called the Constitution in 2020. So this is, again, in 2005. They're already having meetings back in 2005 about what they want the Constitution to not only look like, but they purposefully stack the courts with liberal judges. We always focus on the, you know, the Republican side, on the representative side for Congress, president, but they specifically thought that it was important to focus on the judges' side, because some of them are lifetime appointments. And so how do you, you know, really control precedent and you control law? Yes, you pass laws in, you know, our legislative branch, but you make sure that it, you know, continues on through the judicial system. So, you know, we have to be careful when our, you know, we want to make sure that whoever is redistricting and redrawing these lines are doing it in the most unbiased way, and the most nonpartisan way. Is it going to be an issue for judges to redo the lines? I don't know. We have to be mindful. Another thing I want to flag about this election is, first of all, it's still 50-50. Like, that's not a Democrat mandate. I don't know why. Well, shoot, you all know why, that they're trying to, like, make it a big deal. But we on the right, or we, again, right of left, have to be careful about complacency. A lot of y'all voted for the first time in 2016. Again, elections happen all the time. And what they call these midterm elections, these are what really kind of swings the pendulum to another side. Traditionally, again, this is not a traditional time of our politics, but traditionally, the elections between the presidentials, people tend to not vote as much. So when you have low turnout, you can win easier. You know, so this, I think, as of, you know, it was like 113,000 people, 113,813 voted for Lamb, then 113,186 voted for Saccone. Yeah, that's the same amount of people. So again, we on the right have to make sure that, you know, voting matters. I know that they're registering, as I said before, people who aren't eligible to vote. We have to be mindful of what they're doing. We really, really have to watch out. We're back in a moment.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hey, fellow patriots, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I'm your guest host, Liz Matori. Please follow me at Liz Matori on Facebook and Twitter. Again, thank you again for connecting with me this time that you're listening. Let's talk about how important it is for our midterms. The only thing I need to tell you is Nancy Pelosi. If the Republicans lose the House, Nancy Pelosi will be our Speaker of the House. That should be enough for any of you who are ever thinking about voting for anyone else to vote for every single Republican everywhere across the country. So Nancy Pelosi actually is from Baltimore. When you talk about establishment, again, I am one of the more anti-establishment people you'll probably ever meet. But funny thing is about her, you know, we think that she's from San Francisco. No, she's not. She's from Baltimore. Her dad, Mr. D'Alessandro, was in an elected position since 1926. He was in the House of Delegates. He was mayor of Baltimore for 12 years, from 1947 to 59. He was also a congressman for 8 years. Nancy's brother Thomas was also a mayor from 1967 to 71. Yeah, he was one of those first good old boys. These are good old boys. She's not only a good old boy, she's a good old chick. You know, that is a, when you say good old boy, now it's one of those like non-gendered words. When you talk about establishment, you talk about Democrat Party establishment, Nancy Pelosi is notorious for being establishment. Funny thing about Nancy Pelosi, when I ran in 2016, one of my major supporters at the time was my classmate from school. And I remember calling him up, and you know, fundraising calls are so awkward, right? You're like, oh, can you, you know, like contribute money to my campaign and et cetera, et cetera. So he actually cut me a check for $1,000. The first time I ran as a state delegate, as a Democrat. But 2 years later, because I had left, and this was not even by the time I became a Republican, this is when I was running as an independent. He actually was like, no, Liz, I can't support you because I have to have Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. And I'm like, dude, we went to school together. I've known you since you were 9 years old. I'm not going into, you know, what we know about each other, but at the end of the day, when you grow up with people, like, you kind of understand that, you know, dude, you know me. I know you. And so you'd rather have Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House than support your classmate who's running for Congress. I mean, at the end of the day, like, it is what it is. It was kind of the first time where I started to really see the partisanism To whereas, you know, you're not really talking about supporting your friends and your family and all that, but the moment that you leave the Democrat Party, you literally are like persona non grata. You know, so when you think about the Democrat House and, like, you know, not voting for Republicans or voting for Democrats instead because of the confusion and the chaos around what they want to create around our president, always, always remember that the Democrat Party is the older party. It's the establishment. You know, I said that last week that, you know, the Republican Party has always been the anti-establishment party. We are the ones that have always challenged the system. And the system, for the longest time, has been controlled by the Democrats. Another thing that we need to be mindful of is if we allow for the House of Representatives, our representative government, to swing to the Democrats again, let's not forget the DACA takeover. Do you guys remember, like, this chick... She's not a chick, but Nancy filibustered our House of Representatives for the purpose of what? For illegal aliens. You know, I understand they're children. They're not children. They're 25 years old now. But, you know, she's never closed shop for any of the rest of us. You know, any of the issues like I talked about in the first hour, you know, the crime and the degradation of, you know, our urban communities, she didn't halt and worry and cry. I mean, do you remember when Chuck Schumer cried? Like, I think it was like a year or two ago. Mind you, when I get sad, I definitely cry and I get angry. I get really upset. But grown man, senator of New York, I mean, waterworks, dude. Like, it was so fake, right? Anyway, I digress. The other issue that we got to worry about if the Democrats take the House is that they are super cronies. You know, a lot of them have been in office my whole life, if not since I was in college or in high school or what have you. And, you know, when you are in that office for so long, you sort of get... A, really comfortable, and B, you end up being beholden to not just your voters. You're more so beholden to special interest. And when we hear special interest, as you know, as longtime conservatives, but we have to remember, it's not just unions. It's not just teachers. It's also government contractors. It's also, you know, the big guys who create the regulations to protect their hold on, you know, their market share. You know, a lot of the regulations that, you know, the overgrowth of regulations, I think they're like thousands and thousands of regulations that have been brought up in the last 8 years during the Obama administration that the Trump administration is trying to get rid of. A lot of these regulations are placed by lobbyists who are representing the people who are already incumbent companies in all the various different industries. And again, a lot of folks, especially the young folks out there, have really, unfortunately, the capitalism that they're familiar with is crony capitalism. It's not pure capitalism. Mind you, we really haven't had pure capitalism because it's very hard to have pure capitalism, but the corrupted nature of our economics, you know, I articulated in a communist purview, you know, kind of bastardized, as said, our economy. So the folks that kind of are really disenfranchised and disgruntled about how our economy is now, it's really fundamentally, it's not about traditional competition. And if anything, it's about the barriers of entry for the competition that are, again, falsely placed by the incumbents or the people who are already have a bigger market share. They just want to protect their market share that they already have. The other thing that we have to worry about if the Democrats take the House in 2018 is the collusion stuff and the corruption. I mean, guys, like, if we didn't have the president of the United States, Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump, win in 2016 because we voted for him, we wouldn't have heard about all of the collusion, the actual collusion that the Democrat Party has done, not only to their own donor base. I mean, they basically lied to their own donors, took money that was given during the primaries and gave it to one candidate. Again, we're going to talk about, you know, Hillary Clinton later. But that corruption, the collusion, the lies, the abuse of power, all of that stuff was by the establishment, and yes, the Democrat side of the establishment, unapologetically. So if we lose the House to Democrats, they become the heads of all these committees. They'll be the head of the judiciary. They'll be head of the Ways and Means. They'll be head of everything. They won't be investigating themselves, guys. So that is another reason why we have to fight tooth and nail to support good Republican candidates through their primaries all across the state. Again, if you want to run for Congress and you think that you have a good, clean, solid, you know, case to make, run as a Republican. You know, contact me directly if you want to know, because I'm doing it myself and here in Maryland. But at the end of the day, we cannot let the Democrats take the House. This guy who might have won in Pennsylvania, that's one guy. Their side wants to destroy us. We have to step up to the plate. If you want to run, as I said, do it. But don't give up, guys. We cannot, you know, act as if this is a done deal. You know, as I said, people like Nancy Pelosi, this is their politics technically is like their family business, guys. The Democrat Party, their business is politics. Their business is corruption. Their business is collusion. Their business is cronyism. It's not about the people anymore for them. And we all know it. So we need to call them out when we can. We need to run against them when we must. And this is the time that we have to take up our proverbial arms, meaning our voices and our votes. We're going to hit you back in another. We're going to talk about the leadership styles of Donald Trump. And it should be interesting. Hang tight.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, fellow patriots, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. My name is Liz Matori. I'm your guest host. Please follow me at Liz Matori on Facebook and Twitter. So I'd love to take a moment to talk about the leadership style of our duly elected president, President Donald J. Trump. So, as I had mentioned before, I went to business school, though I discovered most definitely the moment that I started business school, I should have gone there instead of law school, but I digress. Anyway, so the great thing about business is that, particularly in business school, you learn these certain terms the word or the several words that our sort of generation loved to talk about was disruptive technologies, or you must pivot, or, you know, being an entrepreneur. And it's like they're really pushing the entrepreneur thing. I'm an entrepreneur myself right now, and, you know, I get it. But when you're in school, you're like, yeah, okay, whatever. So you're sitting there in class, right, and they're talking about, you know, the different industries and which ones are more innovative and not as innovative. Kid you not. I remember distinctly the graph. Obviously, IT and things that aren't in existence that obviously can be created are the most innovative. But the least innovative industry, if you will, is government, was government. Until, of course, we have our president. I know, a lot of people are kind of shocked by how he leads, you know, how he, you know, runs our government as a business. Everybody knows that government is not business, nor should it be. Maybe that's a whole other story. But the pace that he moves is very endemic of an entrepreneur. Like, they say that entrepreneurs are either brilliant or crazy or both. And, you know, basically you have to, like, sort of, the challenge is, in order to create a business, you have to be able to make a difference, what they call your point of difference. The more points of difference you can identify in your industry, the better. So, case in point, obviously one of the most disruptive, companies in our recent history is Amazon. Amazon has disrupted commerce, how we buy and sell products. It's even disrupting, giants like, you know, Walmart and Whole Foods. So what Amazon and Jeff Bezos has done, and his team, you basically have identified the different things that consumers want and need, and then you create a system to be able to offer something better than your competitors. So totally, like, they totally changed the game astronomically. So the more sort of crazy of an idea it is, the better. Hence the word disruption. So that's where you get Donald J. Trump. He was an anti-establishment. Though he was establishment, he was a freaking millionaire, right? He was able to compete on a level, sort of create his own lane, if you will. Just like Amazon had created its own lane when it came to commerce, so did Donald Trump. If you think about it, you do your research, you know. He's apparently been thinking about this and been thinking about the economy, and apparently he met with Richard Nixon before he passed away, according to Roger Stone. Roger Stone had talked to the DCYRs, the DC Young Republicans, a few months ago, and he had said that, you know, Richard Nixon had met Donald Trump, and actually they had spoken at length about the economy and government and, you know, geopolitical issues. And so, you know, I think the media sort of paints, not sort of, definitely paints our president as if, like, a very aloof sort of, he doesn't know what he's doing type of person. But if you think about it, you know, it's not, if you think that he's an idiot, then that means you think that the rest of us are idiots. And again, we're going to save a special, place for Hillary in there in a moment. But, you know, if you keep that in mind, the concept of, like, moving at the pace of business, particularly moving at the pace of entrepreneurship, the whole point is to, you know, evaluate the lay of the land, look at your competitors. Obviously, another thing that is important is your information, making sure that you have enough information in place and be able to kind of, you know, game it out to see what are the different scenarios. And of course, who is the consumer in the situation, but the ordinary American citizen and or the voter. So that's what Donald Trump was able to do. His team around him was able to look at it and himself to see what's missing. The only thing that was majorly missing in our politics at that time was the voice of America. like, there is the voice of America, but literally the voices, the needs, the wants, the yearnings, the concerns, the anxiety of the ordinary American citizen was not being heard by the dominating parties. And it's not, you know, people always say, oh, the Republicans. Don't forget, he disrupted the establishment of the Republicans as well. We always have to remember that. Technically, I always say that our president technically is our first independent president in recent history. He's a Republican, yes. He switched parties just like I did over the last 4 years. So his policies, his worldview is not going to be as absolute right, but thank God it's not absolute left either. So if you think about, you know, him being, you know, coming from that business framework, coming from the entrepreneurial framework, you know, you're moving, basically you have to keep on moving. And the other word, the catchword that we heard all the time in school was, you know, iterate. You know, it has to be an iterative process, meaning you always have to, like, reinvent yourself over and over and over again until you get it right. You basically, you know, whiteboard it out. Basically, our government, our country is a huge whiteboard to this guy, meaning, you know, you identify all the different things that you have to sort of, like, the different, you know, variables that you have to be, you have to consider, and then put in place the right framework. One of the major things that, you know, we also, I wanted to before I went to the team piece, is that his relevance was very timely. If anything, we wouldn't have had a Donald Trump if we didn't have 8 years of President Obama. That authenticity, that sort of, you know, I understand him, is because, don't forget, our president prior to was a constitutional law professor. Like my congressman now, constitutional law professors tend to speak over people. They're used to only talking to, you know, the height of the height. He taught at University of Chicago, if you will. Very prestigious, very smart kids who go there. But again, sometimes I even have an issue. I've been told by my mother that sometimes the way that I speak might not be accessible to everyone. I at least acknowledge that, but, you know, people like President Obama and you know, Congressman Raskin, they don't care that they're not accessible to people. I do, and I work on it, and I try. You know, so does President Trump. You know, he's been around those sort of, you know, working class folks most of his life, if not all of his life. And so there's this sense of, like, connection that obviously he has with everybody else. So going back to it, you know, when it comes to, you know, team and, you know, making sure that when you, especially when you're going through, you know, change management, when you're going through a big, huge shift and change, you have to make sure that you have the right team in place. As you know, you know, Secretary Tillerson lost his job to this week, which was kind of like, kind of big, but at the same time, don't forget, his appointment was also random too. He was the head of ExxonMobil. I'm very skeptical when it comes to big companies as well. It was still an unconventional, you know, appointment. In comes Mike Pompeo. He was actually a venture capitalist. He also worked at a major law firm here in the District of Columbia. And one huge thing that we have to appreciate, the fact that he has now appointed the first time ever woman, Gina Haspel, to the CIA. I mean, all this history that actually our President Trump has been making, like, if any other person would have appointed a woman, we would have seen it across the board. And we'll talk about, you know, tactics in another bit, but we have to appreciate how valuable our, you know, president is, and his style of leadership is something that I believe, and as you believe, we needed this at this time in our history. He might not be the most polished individual, or he might be, and it's just the media that gives him all that flack. But at the end of the day, his sort of leadership is what was needed. It still very much is needed in order to right our ship. We got to do what it takes to make this country work again.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.